Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, friends, here we go. It's time for the Tuesday edition of the Daily 10. Your friend Matt back again with you to take you on this 10-minute sports journey of ours together, where we'll talk about the Braves and this road trip now as they try to get their act together off a very disappointing series against the San Diego Padres. I also want to talk about the arguments I'm seeing about this Braves team on Twitter, which we'll discuss coming up, and how Atlanta fans are going to get a very different glimpse of one of the biggest sports weekends to come down the pike in a very long time. We'll get that coming up in just a couple of moments. We are brought to you by the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. If you're looking for your sports bar, and it's mine, I'm a Woodstockian, I believe that's the term, this is it. This is a multi-level sports bar experience. Great views of all the games, not to mention a chef-inspired menu. I repeat, chef-inspired! Not one of these deep-fried sports bars. Nope. You're going to find all the choices you love on a menu that includes great sandwiches, salads, flatbread, soups, wings. They have it all. You're going to see one of the biggest movie-sized screens anywhere in Metro Atlanta. Front row seat, just like five paces in front of it. A craft beer bar, self-serve taps, trivia nights, kids eat free nights. What else could you want? All you have to do is go to thedailydraft.net to do some research yourself or pop in on Main Street in downtown Woodstock. You can also follow The Daily Draft on their social channels at The Daily Draft. So I've been watching Twitter, and Braves Twitter is arguing in a way that is pretty funny to me. What they're arguing over is the validity of the Braves championship a year ago. Let me repeat, how valid was the championship? Like, I'm watching arguments on both sides. One side of it is, they just got hot. They weren't a great team. They won a championship, but you're seeing the real Braves this year. The other side of it is, they were the red hot team in the second half of the season, rolled right into the playoffs and continued, and they were the best team in baseball. You know what my answer to both of you is? Doesn't matter. Could care less. There's no ranking of championships. The Braves were lost for 4 months a year ago, sort of the way they've been lost through the first month and a half this season. The difference a year ago, after all the injuries, Alex made some moves, which at the time we didn't think were that big of a deal, that turned out to be a huge deal. And yes, they got red hot. They had the best record in baseball over the last, I think, 54 games. They were the red-hot team going into the playoffs. They had two red-hot starting pitchers. They had a red-hot bullpen. And they found stuff offensively that carried them. But you can't just be the hot team who's not very good and beat Milwaukee, LA, and the Houston Astros. But as I said to both sides of you guys screaming at each other on Braves Twitter, it doesn't matter. If you're a longtime Braves fan, you know the Braves had the best team so many times through the decade of the 90s into the early 2000s. I can make a case. I thought they were the best team in baseball in 1993, 1996. You can make a case in 97 and 98. Frankly, you could make a case in the early 2000s when they won over 100 games several times. You know what those teams all have in common? They didn't win a chip. I don't care how you win it. Be the hot team. Let people argue over how your championship looks different than the Nats championship or the Dodger championship or anybody else's. What a great debate to be stuck in. This season has not gotten off to the start that anybody would like. They haven't been clean. They've been sloppy. There have been issues with simple things like moving runners, copious amounts of strikeouts. All that stuff is true. It doesn't change a thing from what we witnessed in the postseason last year. I will take every year. I don't care if they're... What does the best team in baseball get you? Nothing. Have the best record? Be the hot team in April, May, June, or July? That'd be great. I watched that. I watched that most of my, you know, mid-teenage years into my 20s when the Braves were the best team on paper and with their record. And it didn't amount to anything because when they got to the postseason, they ran into the hot team. So what? Let people argue and say you weren't better than the Dodgers. You know, they were hurt. Well, so are you. Like, you don't have to defend a champion, folks. And I'm watching a lot of you feel like you have to do it on social media. You don't have to. You had the NLCS MVP in Eddie Rosario who went nuts. You had the World Series MVP in Jorge Soler who went nuts. You had a red-hot Jock Peterson who had big moment after big moment. You had Tyler Matzek standing on his head like a hockey goalie. You had Will Smith who didn't give up a run in the postseason. A lot of stuff went right. That's how you win a championship. So what? Somebody's saying you overachieved. All right, good. Let me be the team that overachieves. I have no problem with that because I watched a team that was, in my mind, the most talented team, the team that had the best record year after year for a long time, not achieve in the way that I thought they were supposed to. I do want to talk about one specific member of the Braves. If you start looking at a team that is, where are we now, 36 games into the new season, like I can make a pretty easy case for who has been the best member of this team, pitching or hitting. Has there been anybody more solid than Kenley Jansen? Kenley Jansen, who is, you know, not 25 years old anymore, who throws 98 miles an hour, and that was part of the reason why the LA Dodgers moved on from Kenley. You're talking about a guy, though, who kind of reinvented the way he pitched. You watch that with even his motion, the reminding of himself not to fly open when he slaps his knee. Kenley has been drama-free for most of this year, and I've appreciated every bit of that. Go look at his outings, with a couple of exceptions. His first one of the year, and then I think he had a hiccup maybe in the Milwaukee series where he gave up a couple of hits and a run. Outside of that, it's just been nails. Every outing, it's filled with a strikeout or two, very few bases on balls, and very little drama. What he did Saturday in that Braves comeback victory, where it wasn't his fault when he came in. Remember, Austin Riley made the throwing error. I think Kenley made three pitches, ended up getting out of the jam after a couple of bad defensive moments, came back out in the ninth, nails. I've loved every bit of what Kenley Jansen has done, and that's mattered because Will Smith has had a couple of hiccups over the weekend. You've watched Matzek not be the dominant force he was a year ago. Even Colin McHugh has had his share of hiccups. Kenley hasn't had them, and that's been a very big deal for the Braves, and let's hope it is a big deal moving forward because not having any reservation about giving Kenley the ball two times out of three games or three out of four, and I know you got to be careful with him. I bet Snit loves that, just knowing that ninth inning is not going to be a danger zone with a bunch of runners on base and high leverage situations. All right, let's move on. I saw a note in the Monday Morning in America column by Peter King, and I thought this was intriguing to give a national landscape as opposed to us in Atlanta or Georgia. So he writes, Thanksgiving weekend, this is after the NFL schedule came out, he says Thanksgiving weekend very possibly will be the best weekend in Fox TV sports history. And then he lays it out day by day. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, Fox has the Giants and Dallas in their late afternoon window. And what Peter King writes is, a smart TV person told me, if the Giants have a pulse by then, there will be 30 million viewers watching. Then go to Friday, day after Thanksgiving. World Cup soccer on Fox with USA and England at 2 p.m. An audience of 25 to 30 million on Black Friday is the prediction. Saturday, college football, noon, Michigan and Ohio State. There should be 20 million minimum watching that game unless one or both goes in the tank. Usually don't expect that with Michigan and Ohio State. Then go to Sunday. Part of their doubleheader on Sunday would include the Rams in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. He says Fox also has Tampa Bay and Cleveland in the 1 p.m. window, which should also do a big number because it would be Tom Brady and Deshaun Watson if Deshaun is back and both quarterbacks are healthy. In any case, Peter King says the Rams-Chiefs is one of the 10 best games of the year and should draw at least 25 million viewers. That's the national perspective for that 4 days. The world will be watching Thursday, Thanksgiving Day football, Friday World Cup soccer, Saturday Michigan, Ohio State, and then Sunday the doubleheader window. So let's bring it a little closer to home, like Atlanta GA, where on Thanksgiving Day, I don't know, you'll probably watch some of the late afternoon game with the Cowboys and the Giants, but you'll be distracted by turkey and family, and you'll be in and out of that game. Friday, I don't know, maybe you'll dial up some World Cup, but you could be shopping on Black Friday or pretending you like your family, go to a movie. Saturday at noon, you will not be watching Ohio State and Michigan because it's preordained that Georgia, Georgia Tech must be played at noon now every year on that final Saturday of the season. So instead of focusing on Michigan, Ohio State, you'll be watching Georgia pick the score of how much they want to beat Georgia Tech by, whether it's 30 or 35 or 40 in that 3 hour window. So maybe when the game's in the second half and it's out of hand, you'll flip over to Michigan, Ohio State. So that's Saturday. And then Sunday, you're going to miss part of the big Fox NFL doubleheader because instead of watching the early game of Tom Brady and Deshaun Watson, we're going to be watching Marcus Mariota and Carson Wentz. Yes, the Falcons and the Washington Commanders are scheduled to play Sunday, November 27th at 1 o'clock, the same time that Tampa and Brady would play Deshaun in Cleveland. Maybe you'll still have enough, you know, room in your postgame to watch that big afternoon affair with the Rams and the Kansas City Chiefs. But it's not exactly the same for Atlanta and Georgia, that big Thanksgiving four-day weekend that is for folks in a lot of other places. And do I say that with envy and jealousy? Yes, I'm green. Green with envy. Now, the beauty of football and the beauty of the NFL, a lot of times we predict and try to preview what things are going to look like many months down the road, and we end up wrong in a lot of cases. Maybe that'll be the situation this time around. But history has told us Georgia, Georgia Tech, Saturday at noon, no Ohio State, Michigan. Falcons, Commanders, Mariota, Wentz, no Deshaun Watson, no Tom Brady. Just be prepared. I believe Scar said that many moons ago in The Lion King. Be prepared. You could also prepare yourself to listen to me this afternoon on the radio in Atlanta on 680 The Fan at 2 o'clock. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.